You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Well, hearty good afternoon, everyone. Beginning the last week of July 2020. Welcome to the Gym Class, your first of 3 hours of local programming right here on KGYM 102.3, 106.5, and 107.5 FM in all across eastern Iowa. And Buttons will tell you in a little bit. Of course, the 1600, the historic main gym. Buttons with me today. This is Mark Dukes. Scott Unash taking a couple days of rest and relaxation. He'll be back with us on Wednesday. Buttons, tell us those. I hope you're doing well, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
There are other platforms by which people can consume local programming, right?
Yeah, so all of our local shows are on Spotify and Apple Music, as well as Google Podcasts. So those are the ones. Also, everywhere else, you can get your podcasts.
Thank you very much for lining that up. And, of course, KGYMradio.com, our website. You may listen live as well, anywhere that you may live. Lots to get to on today's program. Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette will join us in the back half of the show. We'll talk to him mainly about the announcement last week of what's going to go on in high school football this coming season. We began that discussion at the end of last week, and we want to talk to a guy who covers those sports. Again, Jeff coming up in the back half of the program. Major League Baseball underway. A ton of news, some of which happened over the weekend, some of which happened just in the last 24 hours. We'll get to that. Closer to home, in the college ranks, the Midwest Conference, which includes Cornell College and Mount Vernon and Grinnell College, has decided to suspend all sports until December 31st. That news just coming down. No indication as to whether football, for example, will be moved to the spring. Just the announcement that sports will be paused in that conference until December 31st. Reports that the American Rivers Conference, which includes Coe and several other Iowa colleges and Nebraska Wesleyan, that that conference may follow suit, but nothing official from the American Rivers Conference. We spoke with Commissioner Chuck Juergen just a couple weeks ago, and he indicated that plans were moving relatively full steam ahead to have that fall season. So again, nothing official there. And then just across the border, the Conference of Wisconsin and Illinois has postponed its fall season as well. Obviously, those colleges, Division III, include schools in Wisconsin and Illinois. So there's some news close to home. Not so good news. You feel sorry for those athletes and coaches and programs that have been preparing for the fall season. But because of COVID-19, they will be paused for now. And again, no word on whether any spring football will take place. In high school news, the first in the nation 2020 state tournaments during this COVID-19 episode are being played in Des Moines and Fort Dodge. The state baseball tournament in Des Moines experienced some rain earlier today, a two-hour delay in the action, which obviously is pushing back area games in Class 2A, which included Mid Prairie, originally scheduled at 1:30, and North Lynn at originally 4:30, and those games being backed up. Not sure of the exact start times.
I'm looking at it right now.
Excuse me.
I'm looking at it right now. 3:40 first pitch for West Lyon and Mid Prairie. And Van Meter and Trainer just ended their game with a 1-0.
Okay, appreciate that, Button. So North Lynn will be closer to 6:30-ish after that Mid Prairie West Lion game at Principal Park in Des Moines. In Fort Dodge, the state softball tournament underway. And again, in neither baseball or softball, no teams have had to opt out because of any exposures or positive tests due to COVID-19. So that's very good news. And good news for Cedar Rapids Kennedy, one of the favorites in Class 5A. The Cougars have come through with a 10-4 opening round victory over Pleasant Valley. The Cougars clung to a 4-3 lead and then exploded for 6 runs late in that game and preserved a 10-4 victory. Big game for many, including Caitlin Kinney, the Cougar star headed for Nebraska. And Kennedy will now play the number 8 seed, Muscatine, which knocked off West Des Moines Valley 3-1. And that was an 8 over a number 1 seed. Surprising news there, but Muscatine has been playing very, very well, including a regional victory over Iowa City High. So Kennedy and Muscatine will lock horns Wednesday at 11 a.m. in the state semifinals in Class 5A. Coming up at 4:30, West Delaware will be playing Winterset, and in 3A at 7:30 tonight, Humboldt and Mount Vernon get together. So there you have some college and high school updates. Let's now quickly move to Major League Baseball and what has become the story of the day, Buttons, and that is the Miami Marlins are up to 14 positive tests among their team. 4 players have been identified, and they're undergoing another round of testing. Marlins played in Philadelphia last night. Consequently, the Marlins and Orioles and Yankees Phils games have been called off tonight. So what we have is a team with multiple positive tests, and a lot of folks are troubled by this. Some are just throwing up their hands and saying, I'll just call off the Major League Baseball season. And by the way, call off college football, call off at the NFL. Not so fast, really. I mean, while this is not good news, a couple things we don't know. These folks are going, coaches, players, and other personnel are undergoing another round of tests. And I'm very interested to see what those tests reveal. Because as we've come to know, you know, we've had the Joey Gallo situation in Texas when he tested 4 different ways, or 2 different ways, actually, in a span of 10 days in 4 different tests. Positive, negative, positive, negative. And Juan Soto, the superstar in Washington, who missed the season opener because he had a positive test, his next test was negative. So while I'm a bit troubled by this, I'm also a little skeptical because we've seen what can happen with some of these tests. We'll see what happens going forward. Major League Baseball has responded and quote unquote tightening some of the protocols that apparently had in place. I mean, now Major League Baseball requiring masks in the clubhouse at all times. Can't believe that was not the case. And are really trying to curtail on-field behavior, such as high fives, spitting, and the like. And while this is, I mean, Major League Baseball just last week that announced that its positivity rate was 0.05% of all the tests have been tested that had been done. But now we're factoring in travel, we're factoring in other aspects of what's what goes into starting a major league season. And then you have the other sports. The National Hockey League, incredibly enough, now they're centered in Canada. They're not traveling except from 2 different cities, I think Toronto and Edmonton in Canada. Testing right now 4,256 tests, zero positive. And the Major League Soccer has gone 8 weeks without a single positive test. So the fact that, again, Major League Baseball has had very, very small number of positive cases, we now begin the regular season with this situation with the Miami Marlins. And we're going to see how this develops, Buttons.
Yeah, you know, it's strange to me that those 14 tests did come back. And we're not seeing anything yet in the Phillies or the Yankees.
Because that's true. And I think the testing, I'm sure, will be ramped up. I don't know. But this is what we have right now. 319-366-1600, our phone and our text line, if you'd like to weigh in on what's going on with the Miami Marlins, what it means for Major League Baseball, what should it mean for Major League Baseball. I'm of the opinion, and there was no discussion today in a conference call among baseball clubs and Rob Manfred, that there was no talk of shutting down the season. And I don't think the season should be shut down at this point. I mean, you were naive to think that there was not going to be some situations, some positive tests. And while I take positive tests seriously, it has such an ominous meaning, and there's so many examples of false positives, various different results when you take one, the next day, excuse me, you take the other, and it's completely different. So it just makes things all too confusing for me. Is that the case for you, Buttons, or not?
Yeah, you know, the testing process is very confusing, and having those false positives or false negatives is challenging to understand, especially with these games where it's important to get those tests right away and figure out those meanings, figure out the meaning of the tests. But I think it's important that the MLB at least keeps a close eye on testing for the future, especially because we're seeing that outbreak in the clubhouse.
I think you made a good point, and others have made the same point as well, that results need to be, and they're not going to be immediate, but they need to be turned around very quickly, and they need to be more accurate. Unless you have if you have to wait 2 or 3 days for a result of a test, you know, a lot of exposures and whatnot could happen in that time. And while baseball and being outside and contact with another team, the risk is very low for transmission. I have not read one person that says it is not, but low is not zero. And that's, I think, an important thing to keep in mind as well. I don't have any magic answer as to what Major League Baseball should do now, but and you can't center all these games in one spot in Canada like the NHL is doing. That's just, for one thing, the season's already underway. And number two, I just don't think it's workable in baseball. Do you, Buttons?
It would be really difficult. You can do it in the NBA and the NHL, but baseball's a totally different animal.
It is indeed. So, I mean, that's your news of the day in Major League Baseball. And in the COVID front, there was some mixture of good and bad news in Major League Baseball over the weekend. I'm sorry. Frontline pitchers such as Justin Verlander and Corey Kluber got bad news. Kluber's going to be sidelined for about a month for the Texas Rangers, and Verlander is out for the year. Neither COVID-related. They are injuries that those two players have sustained. So that's really not a good situation for those players or those teams. On the positive front, Cedar Rapids Xavier product Mitch Keller in a starting role for the Pittsburgh Pirates on Sunday. Pitched 5 very strong innings and got the win, 4-1 over the St. Louis Cardinals for his first victory of the year and second of his career. So bravo to Mitch Keller. I know our guest Jeff Johnson was flipping between the Minnesota Twins and the Pittsburgh and St. Louis game to watch Keller's outing, and by all accounts, was outstanding. So you do have that. And so, again, a mixture of positive and negative news in that one. And really an odd thing that not unusual, I don't think, but an odd thing that happened to the Kansas City Royals. They won a game in extra innings with this new man on second base rule without having an official at bat. Of course, the runner placed on second. He was sacrificed to third, scored on a sacrifice fly. None of those three things resulted in an official at bat. Not unusual. You're going to see it again, if not very soon. But this is what we have in Major League Baseball right now. And maybe I'll embrace it. Maybe I won't. It depends on how it affects my Minnesota Twins buttons.
I like that. I really like that.
Closer to home, I want to bring you this news. Iowa, University of Iowa, of course, has been testing its players, coaches, and personnel since May 29th as the return to campus has been ongoing. And Iowa reports in its latest round of testing, 20 tests were administered and one positive test. And now that brings the number to 506 tests administered, again, to players, coaches, and other personnel. 506 tests since May 29, 27 positive cases. That is an equivalent of 5%. So there is that news. And there's also this. Time is ticking, folks. You have less than 24 hours, I believe, or just about 24 hours to get involved in quite a night Thursday, this coming Thursday. The Cedar Rapids Colonels will be hosting Sports Trivia Night at the ballpark, hosted by our own Todd Brommelkamp of KGYM and Dancing Eric Hansen of Z102.9. The Colonels, as I understand, just have maybe a handful of slots open for teams to enter. This is a over 21 event, and it costs $100 a team, and which breaks down to $25 a person. Each squad is going to receive a package, which includes, of course, admission, drinks, and food for the entire team. So again, the deadline is tomorrow, folks, for you to enter this Thursday night event, Sports Trivia Night at the ballpark at Veterans Memorial Stadium. And I know the Colonels have gone the extra mile to ensure the stadium is extremely safe for everyone involved. So if you think you know your trivia and you want to respond to a Brommelkamp or Hansen question, you think you can win this thing, it's only $100, $25 a person, and you need to get your team in by tomorrow. You can check out KGYM.com to get signed up today. Buttons, let's take a break, and why not bring in our next guest, Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. We'll have Jeff and more after this.
The name of the business is called Archery Veterans Barbecue and Catering Service. I grew up watching my mom in the kitchen as well as my grandfather. I absolutely loved to cook. I previously went to one bank and was told no. Hearing that word no, it's gut-wrenching sometimes. Then I walked into the Paco. The first thing they did was said, hey, look, let's open you a checking account. Where do you want to grow financially? First thing that I did state was, I want to own my own business. John wanted to know how serious I was. Give me your short-term and long-term goals. Once I did that, I came back to him with a game plan, and from that aspect, it just blossomed. Thank you for believing in me, not only as an individual, as a father, as a veteran, and as a human being.
Learn more about our impact at tupaco.com/impactful. Federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
Your business is relying on technology more than it ever has to connect with clients and meet with employees. I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions, answering the phone just like always. Our brilliant engineers are solving problems every day. You have enough on your mind. Let us handle your IT concerns. Call us at Network Computer Solutions, 319-247-7223. We're local, we love this community, and we're ready to help.
Texting while driving is a very dangerous form of distracted driving. Drivers who use handheld devices while driving are 4 times as likely to get into crashes that can injure themselves or others. Drivers of all ages simply don't realize the dangers that are posed when they take their eyes and minds off the road. Everyone needs to do their part. Help save lives. Don't text and drive. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Save big money on your next project with 11% off everything now at Menards. Create exciting outdoor living space with a great selection of landscape blocks. Whether it's a spacious patio, walk, or sturdy retaining wall. Right now, 16-inch brick face patio blocks are just $239 each after 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through August 1st. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Today and every Monday, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is presented by Randy's Flooring in Coralville and Cedar Rapids. Tune in from 4 to 6 right here on KGYM. Randy's Flooring, local flooring experts by design.
Yes, indeed. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming up after the gym class right now. They, again, will be from 4 to 6. Mark Dukes alongside Buttons today. Scott Unas taking a couple days off. He'll rejoin us on Wednesday. Hope you're enjoying an absolutely beautiful day in Eastern Iowa. Buttons, I want you to address some news on Luca Garza. Of course, he's going to announce his decision, I believe, couple days of August. But some news on Luca Garza, Buttons.
Yeah, it looks like that he received his invite to the NBA draft yesterday. So that came
or
in
the combine.
The combine. That looks like it's outstanding news. I don't know if he's actually going to make it in the NBA yet. What do you think?
No, I don't think he's been on any draft boards that I've seen, and I think this is a collection of about 100 players that have been identified for an invitation to the combine. So everything's been backed up in the NBA declaration to either return to college or continue in the NBA draft. I think it's fluid as well. So while this is nice for Luca Garza, it doesn't guarantee. I don't think he's going to be attending any kind of combine. He may well be, this may just complicate his decision, but I think the fact that he's already pegged a date to announce his decision, that he's probably already made up his mind, and I could be wrong about that. But that decision coming up next week, one of the many anticipated, along with the Hush Blackwell report and with the Iowa program and any changes in the Big Ten and/or Big 12 football schedules. A lot to anticipate here in the next days and weeks. Right now, we anticipate Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette joining us, as he does frequently. Always enjoy his visits. And, Jeff, thanks for taking time today.
Duker, how you doing, man?
Doing very well after the Twins scored 24 runs against the White Sox in 2 games that did not include Dallas Keuchel.
That ballpark was playing small over the weekend, wasn't it? Holy cow.
It really was. And I'm not going to sleep on the White Sox either. I don't know about you. That's a very good lineup, but I just don't know about their pitching.
Yeah. They're two very similar teams to me. And, the White Sox are a much younger team for the most part. And, should be fun. I think the rivalry probably between those two clubs is – is being renewed with vigor here, and that's a good thing, right? We can start hating the White Sox again.
Exactly. Unas is not here to defend himself, so there you
have it. Right. That's right.
Hey, I want to get to the high school football news, but let's just continue on baseball for a minute. And I know from talking to you yesterday, you were flipping back and forth between the Twins and the Pirates and Cardinals game to watch Mitch Keller. And I didn't catch a lot of it, but it looks like Mitch pitched very well and got the win.
Yeah, it was, you know what, the most encouraging thing to me and you know, when watching him was that he didn't have nearly his best stuff. I mean, the fastball was, you know, probably 92, 93 at the most instead of, you know, his characteristic, you know, 95 to 97. You know, he fought, and that was the biggest thing. You know, he got into some jams. His control wasn't great. He got into some jams, but other than, you know, kind of a scratch run, scored on an infield hit in which, you know, he didn't quite get over to first base in time to cover. You know, that was all he gave up. So, you know, it was very encouraging, I would think, if you're a Pirates fan. And it was great to see Mitch, you know, really battle. And you know, because I think last year in games when things, you know, started to unravel, they really unraveled for him, as you get with, you know, a lot of young pitchers, but he really battled through some things yesterday and, you know, picked up his second major league victory. So good stuff.
Yeah, I think you're very right about that. It will be an infusion of confidence for him. And everyone knows he much needed that after some rough outings last year. But I want to ask you about the Marlins situation that is concerning. I don't know if, you know, catastrophe is the right word. But your thoughts on what now is 14 positive tests for the Marlins pending second tests?
Yeah, that's concerning is the right word. And, you know, I guess my first thought was, okay, how did they get to that situation? I mean, was it a case of a couple guys going out to the bars when maybe they shouldn't have someplace and, you know, infected all the rest of their teammates? Or was this, you know, how did this come about? I guess was my first thought. My second thought was, why the hell were the players left to decide yesterday whether or not they were going to play the game? That seemed ridiculous. Against, you know, the game against the Phillies. That was my second thought. And my third thought was, you know, I'm being a little crass here, but it's the Marlins. I mean, if you got to shut them down, nobody will care, right?
Hey, they're 2-1. Come on.
That's right. There is that, I guess. But no, I mean, I'm just trying to make light of a heavy situation there and probably didn't come off right. But no, I mean, it's got to be very, very concerning for Major League Baseball. And, you know, a little early for something like this to happen. I think we all knew that there would be some positive tests. There's no question about that. But to have this many, at least right now, on one team is not a good sign if you want the season to have a natural conclusion here.
Yeah, and I just don't. I think it may have as much to do with travel as anything. The Marlins were in Philadelphia, because you look at the National Hockey League, as I pointed out earlier, 4,200 tests and no positives. They are in a centralized location. I think I have to point to travel, but I have no idea.
Absolutely. That's a huge thing. And you know, I think when you look back at it during these contentious, you know, the back and forth that went to try and figure out if they were going to have a season and how it was going to work, I think it was the players that came forth and said, we don't want a bubble. You know, we don't want to, we want to be able to live kind of fairly normal lives and things like that. Well, you know, here you go. 4 days into the season and you've got, 5 days, whatever it is. And you've got a bunch of players on one team that have tested positive, you know, right now. So, you know, why couldn't they find a centralized location for 60 days, have the players suck it up, be in that bubble, and do this thing. So, you know, I think that, that's kind of my thought on it is, you know, why couldn't we in this type of a situation where there's only 2 months, why couldn't they, you know, just have a couple of centralized locations like hockey and basketball did and you know, try and hammer out this season as safely as possible?
Well, being journalists, Jeff, we are trained skeptics, some practicing, some not. I'm just curious how you I'm baffled by, you know, such cases as Joey Gallo. He tests 4 times in 10 days, positive, negative, positive, negative. We've learned that Juan Soto, who missed the season opener, testing positive. The next test is negative. How does that happen, dude?
As someone who is not a practicing epidemiologist, I will have to defer to them. I don't know, other than, you know, lack of quality testing, maybe. And that's something that's out of all of our realms, I guess. But, I mean, there's so much new that we don't know about this virus, obviously. And, you know, what does the one positive test mean and then two negatives and, you know, so I'm going to have to defer to the experts on this. I don't know how it happens. I don't know why it happens. You hope that Major League Baseball, you know, I'm sure they spent a ton of money on finding the best labs, the most efficient and competent labs to handle all the player testing. And, you know, maybe they didn't. I don't know. So, yeah, I can't explain that, Mark. I really can't.
Yeah, I can't either, and I didn't expect you to, Jeff. Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette joining us on today's edition of the Gym Class. And, Jeff, you touched on this, and it relates to our next conversation about high school sports. And that is, my comment on social media earlier today was that you really can't plan for what you can't measure. Excuse me. And one of my great frustrations, I don't know about you, is that we don't know enough. We don't know, especially in high school sports, who is testing positive. And because of privacy rules and
right.
The level of infection, are they asymptomatic, mild, moderate, severe? Where did they pick it up, et cetera, et cetera? And I don't need names. Just give me a spreadsheet on these various categories so we can more understand this and get, you know, maybe make more informed decisions. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But, you know, again, like you said, though, you know, privacy is the main thing. And that's so we're never, unless somebody wants to come out and say, yeah, I was the, you know, baseball player at so-and-so high school that tested positive and, you know, I don't believe any of my teammates have. And you know, unless we have the capability of testing everybody, which we don't, you know, which is a whole other discussion. I mean, that stuff like that is we can't make as informed decisions as we could and should. And that's unfortunate. So, you know, all we can do is, you know, the IHSA, Tom Keating talking to him, late last week said they have not been informed of anybody that became ill, very ill, hospitalization type ill, you know, during their baseball season. You got to take their word for it. And unless somebody comes forward and says that's not true. So, yeah, I mean, it's just, I still, every day you wake up, Mark, and you go, my God, okay, this is all just a dream, right? You know, we're going normal and everything's normal now, right? And then, you know, 5 minutes later, you realize that we're in the situation we're in and it sucks, man. It really sucks.
Oh, no question about it. No question about it. And as it related to that, you know, conversation you had with Tom Keating and interjected in your reporting with Aaron Stecker and other athletic directors that there's been no evidence, at least in the summer season,
yeah,
of a, how'd you term it, player-to-player, coach-to-coach type of transmission? Is that accurate?
Yeah, you know, any of that, player-to-coach, coach-to-coach, coach-to, you know, whatever. they did not have any documentation or concrete evidence that there was spread that way, you know, on a team. And that, you know, that's great news, obviously. And then, you know, just the fact, again, keeping in mind that we testing, this isn't like pro sports where everybody gets tested every other day or every day or whatever. This isn't that, but still to have only, 6%, I think it was, of baseball teams, and it was a very similar number in softball, have their seasons have to be paused this summer. To me, that's a pretty damn good number, a positive number. And as, you know, Tom said, you know, I asked him, do you feel like this has allowed you guys to carry some momentum forward into the fall sports? And he said, absolutely. You know, we're committed to try and make fall sports happen now. And, you know, we've learned some things, obviously, as you figured they would. Some things will be different, certainly with the guidelines going into the fall, especially because, you know, football's a whole other animal than baseball, where you're kind of, you know, socially distanced naturally in most cases. So, you know, I think they are. They feel like this season was a success. And now they're just going to try and move forward. And as he said, you know, we're committed to giving kids opportunities. So,
well, let's turn our attention to what was announced last Friday, and that is what's going to happen in high school football. And I think to a certain extent, you and I and others are still trying to digest everything. Certainly athletic directors are. And I spoke to one after the show on Friday, and he outlined some of what's going to go on. And I think there's a meeting tomorrow among Mississippi Valley Conference athletic directors to try to carve out a pathway forward for scheduling. But in terms of the overall announcement, Jeff, I'll give you my take. You can give me yours. And in my mind, nothing has changed except, and I respect Tom Keating greatly. I think he's great for the state. He's great for high schools. But they are robbing the kids of the eighth and ninth games in Class 4A especially for two additional rounds of the playoffs. There's going to be 16 teams in all classes. Now everybody gets in, and you're going to have matchups that are inequitable. That's the main thing I took away from it, and I really don't like it. How about you?
I can see where they're coming from with this, Mark, in that they are going under the assumption, and it's, you know, a valid one, that there are going to be teams that are going to have to sit because someone will test positive or be exposed or what have you. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that's going to be the case. So I think what they tried to do with this is to kind of take that into consideration when it came to, okay, you know, schools don't have to play seven games. They don't have to play the first 2 weeks if they don't want to. And, you know, maybe somebody tests positive during preseason practice, for instance, or something, you know, something like that. So, okay, well, that's built into the first two weeks. And then you get into, district play, which is not going to change. And, you know, every kid will still get a chance to play at least 8 games, theoretically. And that I'm okay. I'm good with that. But I just think they tried to take into consideration that there will be some pauses on seasons, and you know, they didn't want to have a situation maybe where, okay, it gets to the playoffs and there's only, you know, 20 teams standing in one class or something like that. Well, you know, maybe that was taken into kind of a consideration as well. So I kind of get where they're going. I think they were being proactive. You know, if schools want and everything goes well, they still have 8 games. You know, as Kennedy coach Brian White told me, hell, even if we feel like, you know, if we get like 5 games in, I will feel that this has been a success because of everything going on. So I don't know. That's kind of where I think
in the heart of hearts of coaches, ADs, and players, if you put feet to the fire, they would feel the same way as Coach White would. But another aspect of this, and this was shared to me by the athletic director that I spoke to, is lopping off regular season weeks 8 and 9 takes a gate away from a gate or two away from almost everybody, if not everybody. And the budgets of high school athletic departments, that's a big thing too.
Absolutely it is, and that's something that I'm glad you brought up, because I don't think that's really ever – nobody's really talking about that. But, yeah, that is significant, especially, you know, in these times. You know, thank God we got a winter season in, right? And everybody could have, you know, the basketball gate or the wrestling gate or what have you. I don't think spring is a real big money maker, certainly, for schools. But fall, yeah, it is. No doubt about it. So – that is a good point. You know, maybe you're lopping off one home gate for somebody for extra round of playoffs, which benefits, you know, the association, I guess. But I don't know. And in these times, I mean, I don't think there's one right answer. Hell, in a week, this whole thing could change, you know, with as fluid as everything is. But you know, this is what they've come up with right now. Another thing to this is I think they're trying to, certainly, especially with the big schools, is to minimize travel as much as possible, which is why they kind of blew up the schedules that they had. And, you know, we come back and have a true Mississippi Valley Conference football, it looks like.
We could very well indeed. 319-366-1600, our text and phone line today, visiting with Jeff Johnson, our friend from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, about a variety of subjects right now, focusing on what is now a 7-game regular season in high school football. Everybody guaranteed 8 should they fill in those optional dates the first couple weeks. And Jeff, I believe the State Association is going to come out with additional protocols this week. And I'm interested in two. Let me ask you about the first one. And that is, what's going to happen? How many positive tests will there have to be within a program for a team to shut down?
That's
because
a great
I think
question.
It was understandable to operate with an abundance of caution. That's a catchphrase that we live in these days during the summer baseball and softball seasons. But I thought really unfair in the grand picture. Certainly you don't want an additional spread, but that's one thing in the protocols. If it's going to be announced, and I'm sure it will, you know, what's it going to take for a team to shut down?
Yeah. And that's the biggest question that, you know, I think will be answered this week. And I think that'll come from certainly the Iowa Department of Public Health, the Department of Education. We'll have a say in this because they, you know, it was, I think their protocols for baseball and softball. So I think from talking to Mr. Keating, the thing that kind of was a little frustrating to the athletics directors during baseball and softball was if there was a positive test or if someone, you know, could have been, felt like they could have been exposed to COVID. The next step was going to that school's county health department. And that the county health department was what kind of, they made the call on, okay, well, you got to pause, you got to do this, you got to do that. And instead of really one, you know, uniform policy with this, at least that's the way I understand it. So I don't know if there will be, you know, one big policy to deal with this instead of, you know, what, 99 different ones, 99 counties. So that's, you know, that's something that'll be interesting to find out here when everything comes out. So that's the big one to me that, you know, again, in talking to Tom was the part where it was a little, you know, as he mentioned, administrators, anybody in schools, I mean, they want guidelines. They'll follow guidelines, whatever the hell the guidelines are. They just want uniform ones and they want concrete ones. So I think we'll probably get a little more of that here with the guidelines for fall sports. At least that's what I'm guessing.
Yes, that athletic director I spoke to, you know, he mentioned that, you know, it's going to affect all kinds of different things, including marching bands. And I think band schedules have either been canceled or put off right now. And, you know, the halftime shows and the pep band, all a big part of high school football. But another big part is fans. And 9121 on the text line asking about fans. And I think of, you know, Kingston Stadium, as you know, Jeff, is a lot different than Springville or West Branch. Those, the latter two obviously have a lot smaller stadiums. Even if you get 4,000 people in Kingston Stadium, I think it's possible to social distance. But, and I hate asking speculative questions because neither one of us know, you know, is it just going to be certain number of family members, on and on and on? And I don't have the answer. I'm sure you don't either. But somebody's going to give us an answer.
No, and that's another great point. I mean, because if you watch baseball and softball this summer, the Mississippi Valley Conference, I thought it had great. They did it great. The schools, they had pass lists. Which was basically family members could come and watch the games. Everybody was asked to mask up as you walked into the facility. You know, and then you could take your mask off if you, you know, once you settled in to wherever. It wasn't the bleachers because the bleachers were never open. So, you know, bring your lawn chair, sit wherever you want, 6 feet away from somebody. Then you can take your mask off if you want. If you get up and have to, like, go to the bathroom or something like that, please put your mask back on. I thought it was great policy. And then, you know, when you go to anywhere out of the MVC, I mean, I hate to say free for all, but it was like, you know, nothing really changed as far as fans go. And the number that we're allowed in and, you know, obviously the announcements were made, please social distance, you know, please wear a mask, et cetera, et cetera. But those requests were largely ignored. So how is that going to work when you're talking football and you're getting more, potentially more people want to go to the games? You know, how's that going to look for football? I mean, is it going to be the number going to be capped that are going to be allowed to go? You know, how are schools going to set up? You know, are you going to be allow people to be in bleachers? How many in the bleachers? You know, just tons of questions like that to me need to, and certainly will be answered here as we go to football season, or hopefully football season.
Indeed. And Jeff, I could talk another half hour with you, but time is short. Certainly appreciate the thoughts on everything we've discussed and I asked you about, and let's hit a few more Bombas, huh?
Let's do that, and let's get this damn thing over with so we can maybe meet up someplace at a local establishment and drink some adult beverages while we watch the Bombas. How's that?
That's a date, JJ, okay?
All right. Plan on it.
Jeff Johnson. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jeff Johnson of the Gazette joining us, talking some baseball, talking some high school football. As always, appreciate his appearances. Buttons, let's get to a break. We'll have more next on the Gym Class.
Are you remodeling this summer? Look no further than Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander. Need new doors? They can help. Hardware? They've got it. Looking for new cabinets? They're happy to help you design the new space of your dreams with beautiful, well-born cabinetry. And of course, they have decorative shiplap and beautiful trim, too. If you're remodeling in 2020, consult with the designers at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
The
The Low Post Podcast with Zach Lowe.
It's time for the Knicks to just unleash Mitchell Robinson. We can't get through this thing where it's like year five and we're playing this whole what if Mitchell Robinson this. Like, it's time to find out what Mitchell Robinson is, because the evidence suggests he's going to help you. The dude shot 74%. He broke Wilt Chamberlain's record. If you break Wilt Chamberlain's record, like, it's maybe time for you to play a little bit more than Taj Gibson.
You can listen to the Low Post Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's a new season, and at Sport Clips Haircuts, all of our stylists are clean certified and guy smart. So come in and get yourself back in the game and ask for your free upgrade to our legendary MVP experience. It's a mancation with our hot steam towel, relaxing shampoo, and a winning cut. Check in online and walk out with confidence. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. With haircut purchase, ask your stylist for free upgrade. Ends 8/2/20. Terms at sportclips.com/thank you. And you'll be stepping out like
a pro. It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what covering your bases is in baseball, right?
Of course, making sure you have no holes in your defense.
Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless, and you'll pay up to 50% less than big carriers and still use their same networks. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G.
And no contract, no mystery fees. Fully covering your bases for 50% less. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Check out terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
GEICO gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday. Social security, is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? 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 Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag. Done.
GEICO. Always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
It's a new season, and at Sport Clips Haircuts, all of our stylists are clean certified and guy smart. So come in and get yourself back in the game and ask for your free upgrade to our legendary MVP experience. It's a mancation with our hot steam towel, relaxing shampoo, and a winning cut. Check in online and walk out with confidence. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. With haircut purchase, ask your stylist for free upgrade. Ends 8/2/20. Terms at sportclips.com/thank you. And you'll be stepping out like a pro.
Get your car ready for summer at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oil? Check. Battery? Check. Wipers? Check. And don't forget your cooling system. Right now, get Peak Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant for $12.99 a gallon at O'Reilly Auto Parts. And earn double O rewards points with your purchase. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Hey, Couch Surfers, we've got nonstop tunes to keep you rocking while you work.
Oh, and Colleen, yes, you Colleen with a K. Your free trial of Movie Plus ends tomorrow and your card may be charged. Do you want to continue or cancel?
So meet Eno, the Capital One assistant. Eno looks out for surprise charges, like when free trials expire, and helps if you need to fix them. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Limitations apply.
Welcome back to the Gym Class. Coming up on 3:57 this afternoon. Again, we will yield to the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn following the conclusion of our program. A reminder that the Gym has partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or fundraising event coming up, we want to help you get it out. Please submit your information at least 60 days prior to the event. If selected, your event will be featured on the air and online. Go to kgymradio.com and click on Community MVP to get started. And a reminder, just a handful of spots left in the sports trivia contest, which comes up Thursday night at Cedar Rapids Colonels Veterans Memorial Stadium. Todd Bromelkamp Show, or Todd Bromelkamp and Eric Hansen hosting that particular event. And the deadline is tomorrow. So if you're interested in getting into that at $100 for a four-person team, please do so immediately. And we've been talking, thanks to Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette for joining us. Interesting conversation with him on baseball, what's going on in baseball, and the announcement of the high school football modifications that will be in effect for 2020, fingers crossed. And a lot that we navigated in Major League Baseball, including the news of the day, and that is the Miami Marlins up to 14 positive tests in their camp. And I know more to come on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 to 6. If you missed it, state baseball and softball tournaments are underway. The first state tournaments in the nation since we started being affected by COVID-19 on various fronts, high school, college, and professional ranks. There was a rain delay in Des Moines where the state baseball tournament is being held. I think right now, if not momentarily, Mid Prairie will be on the diamond at Principal Park, and later on North Lynn and Durant will also play in Class 2A. Cedar Rapids Kennedy in the state softball tournament at Fort Dodge won its first round game 10-4, holding up Pleasant Valley with a big six-run inning late in the game. The Cougars will play in the state semifinals. They're coming up Wednesday at 11 a.m. That will be against 8th-seeded Muscatine, which knocked off number one seed West Des Moines Valley earlier today, 3-1. In Major League Baseball, Oakland leads the Angels 2-0 in the fourth inning. San Diego up on Arizona 1-0 in the third. No Twins baseball tonight. We will have ESPN programming following the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Twins will get together with the Cardinals beginning on Tuesday, and we will have that series covered as well. Tomorrow, Scott Dochterman of The Athletic joins us. Buttons, thanks so much. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Yep, have a great night.
Talk to you tomorrow, folks.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA 8.